This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Carlos Lopez. Date of birth, July 8th, 1957. Case ID number is 4875031. Date of exam, November the 22nd, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Valley Pulmonary Group, dated 2/10/21, and from Dr. Yanlida Nunes, dated 9/8/2021. Identifying information, this is a 65-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease / pulmonary fibrosis, comma, arthritis of both shoulders / shaking of the hands, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, insomnia / depression / anxiety, comma, and stomach issues / internal bleeding / anemia. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2019, where he worked in construction for 25 years. The claimant states that he would do sandblasting and painting. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, who is presently not working at this time. He has never been or is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease / pulmonary fibrosis. Number two, arthritis of both shoulders / shaking of hands. Number three, diabetes mellitus. Number four, hypertension. Number five, hypercholesterolemia. Number six, insomnia / depression / anxiety. And number seven, stomach issues / internal bleeding / anemia. Number one, history of allegations. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease / pulmonary fibrosis. The claimant states that in 2010, he was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and pulmonary fibrosis secondary to the work that he used to do as a carpenter. The claimant denies any history of asthma, comma, bronchitis, comma, pneumonia, comma, cardiac problems, comma, but states that he does have severe allergies. He states the shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, comma, climbing four steps, comma, talking, comma, sometimes resting, comma, and occasionally with seasonal changes. The claimant is also a heavy smoker and drinks one pack of cigarettes per day and did that for 10 years. He states he quit in 2010. The claimant states he has never been to the emergency room, hospitalized, or intubated for his pulmonary problem. He is presently on no medications for his condition. He was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease / pulmonary fibrosis secondary to occupational exposure to dust. Allegation number two, arthritis of both shoulders / shaking of the hands. The claimant states that in 2019, he started to develop bilateral shoulder pain, and x-rays were performed which diagnosed that he had osteoarthritis of both shoulders. The claimant states that since 2010, he has had tremors of his hands, but has not been diagnosed with any kind of neurological damage to his brain. He denies any fractures, comma, surgeries, comma, or any injections given to his shoulders. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb four steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, button his clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet or sweep at this time. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and his physician is Dr. Lilia Hernandez. He is presently taking ibuprofen 200 milligrams QD, which he states does give him relief. The only other physical activity he does is cutting the yards and picking up the trash. Allegation number 3, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2000 he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, or cardiovascular disease. He has been told that he has some nephropathy, and he does have diabetic polyneuropathy with numbness and tingliness of his hands and feet. The claimant states that he checks his blood glucose 2 times per week and that it usually comes out between 160 to 180 mg/dL. He states the lowest it's ever been is 116 and the highest it's ever been is 178 mg/dL. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was. The claimant is presently on Traceba 28 units QD, Ozempic 0.5 milligrams Q week, Glipizide 10 milligrams QD, Metformin 1,000 milligrams BID. His condition appears to be fairly stable at this time, and he is on oral medications and insulin. Allegations number 4, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2010, he was having shortness of breath and occipital headaches along with blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, but does have nephropathy. His last creatinine was 1.8. His blood pressure at this visit was 145 over 85 mmHg. Which is fairly normal. He was diagnosed with essential hypertension, and his condition appears to be stable. He is presently on lisinopril, 20 milligrams POQD. Allegations number 5, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2019, he was diagnosed with a high cholesterol level. He denies any cerebral vascular accident or myocardial infarction or coronary artery disease. He does not recall what his last level was, but his health care providers have told him that his condition is better and it is being well controlled with the medication that he's taken. He is presently on atorvastatin 40 milligrams POQD. Number 6. Insomnia / depression / anxiety. The claimant states that in 2019, he started to develop depression secondary to feeling helplessness and having a daughter who died of COVID-19. He states his concentration and motivation has decreased, and he denies any suicidal ideation or any suicidal attempts. He has difficulty sleeping at night and gets up 3 or 4 times a night. His appetite is fair, but his energy level is low. He denies any anger episodes or crying spells. He is presently not taking any medications for his condition, and he appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 7, stomach issues / internal bleeding / anemia. The claimant states that in 2010, he was starting to have abdominal pains and was passing blood in his stools. He was also suffering from anemia. He states the character of his abdominal pain was spasms located in the right lower quadrant, which would radiate to his back. He states he would have these spasms for approximately 3 hours, and it was at least once a week. He also had associated symptoms of nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, constipation, comma, melena, comma, and weakness. He denies any diarrhea or hematemesis. He denies losing any weight during this past year and being food intolerant to any kind of food. He was evaluated for the condition, and they were not able to find the etiology for his bleeding. At the present time, he states he is not bleeding and his results were normal and his condition appears to be stable at this time. Family history. Both his parents are dead and they suffered from hypertension. Medical problems. Hypertension, comma, history of acute kidney injury secondary to water depletion, comma, anemia, comma, COVID-19, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease / pulmonary fibrosis, insomnia, / depression, / anxiety, comma, history of intestinal bleeding, which has resolved at this time. And tremor, intentional tremor of the hands, comma, and osteoarthritis of both shoulders. Major surgeries, none. Social history, the claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack to 1 pack of cigarettes per day for 10 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking a 6-pack of beer every other day for 10 years. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. However, he did smoke marijuana. The last time he used it was in 2010. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 230 pounds, height 5 feet 6 and a half inches, BP 145 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 128 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 38, general. This is a 65-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, except for the right eye where a questionable retinal bleed was identified. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/50. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally, but he did have decreased breath sounds bilaterally. No thoracic abnormalities on the rib cage were noted. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, steady, and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms noted of the legs and arms, but no tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. The claimant does have a positive intentional tremor of both hands, which has not been officially diagnosed as a neurological illness. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant had difficulty in the lumbar spine ranges of motion and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 90 degrees and in the supine position was 10 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially of the feet and hands. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees at 130 degrees flexion. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. However, the claimant does have an intentional tremor, which interferes with the use of his hands. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sets was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms were noted. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 4 over 5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. Chest x-ray. Number 1, no acute airspace disease. Number 2, cardiomegaly. Number 3, atherosclerotic disease. X-rays of the right shoulder. No acute findings. Period. Osteoarthritis. Period. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects, except for the intentional tremor that he has, which causes him not to be able to use sharp or pointed objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone or tissue destruction. except for osteoarthritis of the shoulders and some scarring of his lungs. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk fairly normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to the intentional tremor. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to scarring of his lungs, secondary to occupational dust, and intentional tremors of both hands. Probable diagnoses. Number one, COPD / pulmonary fibrosis, - confirmed with physical examination and chest x-ray, appears to be stable at this time and the claimant is not in respiratory distress. Number two, osteoarthritis of both shoulders and shaking of the hands, confirmed with physical examination and x-rays. The claimant did have a fairly normal range of motion of both shoulders, but does have a positive x-ray confirming osteoarthritis. The claimant also has intentional tremor of both hands, which may be coming from a neurological illness. Number three, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, - being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. Number four, hypertension, - being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 145 over 85 mmHg. The claimant has a creatinine of 1.8. However, this was mostly secondary to dehydration. Number five, hypercholesterolemia, - being treated at this time with medications. The claimant has been told that he is fairly well controlled at this time. Number six, insomnia / depression / anxiety, not being treated at this time and appears to be fairly stable. Number seven, stomach issues / internal bleeding / anemia, has resolved at this time and has been evaluated. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Carlos Lopez.